From KUOW Seattle, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scher. The impacts of climate change are in the news again today. Officials at Stanford University announced that they will stop investing in coal companies. The move is in part a response to a hard-fought student campaign to end the university's investment in all fossil fuels. Michael Penuelos is a Seattle native and the lead student organizer of Fossil Free Stanford.
We're pretty proud of our university for making this step, especially in the face of what's been happening at a number of other campuses with similar divestment campaigns. We've had students arrested on campuses at Harvard and Washington University. So the fact that Stanford's administration has not taken that sort of step and been willing to act when students ask for something, we're pretty excited.
Students at the University of Washington and Seattle University have also urged their schools not to invest in coal or other fossil fuels. Ames Fowler is part of Seattle University's Sustainable Student Action Group.
So we're looking at the carbon trackers list of 200, and we're asking our university to divest from the top 10% of that. So that would be the top 20 companies by the amount of carbon that they have in the ground in terms of carbon reserves.
Ames Fowler said he received a hard no from the Seattle University Board of Regents, but he and other students plan to keep pushing. That's the Sustainable Student Action Group at Seattle U. Alex Linferna is the student at the University of Washington and one of the lead organizers with the Divest UW campaign. He's pretty jazzed about the big announcement out of Stanford.
Yeah, it's really exciting news. Probably the biggest victory for the divestment movement so far.
Do you know what Stanford did in terms of divestment, where they made their cuts?
Those details are still coming out, but essentially they're going to be removing their direct investments in coal industries, so generally ones that are involved directly in the coal and use that sort of as their bottom line. And they're also going to be trying to get their commingled or mutual funds to remove investments in the coal industry too.
How long have UW students been asking UW to divest in coal?
We've had a number of different asks, and we've had some victories with regards to UW, actually.
Like what?
So last year, we got a number of global climate change initiatives passed, and those entailed a number of different things. One was to get $25 million invested into alternative clean energies. The other was to get the university to include environmental and social governance principles in how they did their investments. And the university and the treasury is busy trying to develop a financial tool which analyzes these sorts of risks, but also analyzes carbon risk, which is the idea that certain carbon-intensive assets might be stranded if we act on climate change.
What do you think of that idea of having a parallel investment path, socially responsible, at the same time still invested in coal and fossil fuel companies?
The students at Divest UW are trying to push for full divestment from fossil fuels. So on one hand, we do see that having these sort of parallel investments can be an important first step, but we think that it's important for universities to use their investments to remove them from fossil fuel companies in order to signal sort of solidarity with a world that tries to keep below that sort of 2-degree safe target.
Those are big companies that are a big part of the world economy. If the UW divests from those companies, what impact do you think it's going to have on students who are trying to get high-quality classes?
Right. So part of the question that often comes up is whether these companies are going to remain profitable going into the future. And part of the logic behind this so-called carbon bubble, as it's being referred to now, is that if we do act on climate change and put the necessary regulations to keep global warming to sort of 2 degrees Celsius, right, then these companies will no longer remain profitable going forward, right? So arguably, these investments won't be sound financial investments moving forward. So there's a number of studies which suggest that this is actually a financially sound move to be making.
If you think that the nations of the world are going to act to reduce their carbon footprint.
There's that if, but then also there's studies that suggest even over the last 10 years, the fossil fuel companies relative to the broader stock market have underperformed. So Standard & Poor's, not a radical environmental group, but rather a bank, big bank, did a study, and it suggested that if a university had divested from all fossil fuels 10 years ago, and if they had an endowment of about $1 billion, they would have gained an extra $0.12 billion. So they've maybe made losses by not divesting from fossil fuels.
Maybe. Do you think that's have something to do with the time frame they chose?
Possibly has something to do with the time frame, but also the logic of the sort of carbon bubble, as they say, is that it seems that particular trend might continue going forward. And there's significant evidence, I think, that would suggest that it will.
If the UW divests, the stocks are bought by somebody else. Isn't this just a symbolic act?
Right. So that's often brought up in questions of divestment. And it is largely a symbolic act, and people may buy up those stocks. That's definitely correct. But part of what the symbolic act of divestment is trying to do is a number of things. So firstly, it's trying to suggest that these aren't good investments to be making. So it's trying to shift the way that we perceive these investments, and hopefully it will get people to start moving away from these investments. And what we see with regards to the coal industry in particular is that there is a significant sort of investor backlash against coal. And so it seems as if divestment helps to push that sort of investor backlash against the coal industry. So even though it is largely symbolic, and one university removing their investments may not in itself directly influence that, but the sort of indirect influence of divestment and the way that it shifts those perception around these investments can arguably be much more significant. And there was a study done by Oxford University which was looking at the potential impacts of divestment, and it suggested that that is probably the most significant impact that divestment can have, is those indirect effects.
Alex Lanferna is from DivestU. He and his fellow students would like to see the university divest of any holdings in coal or fossil fuels in general. What's your next step?
So our next step is we're actually going in front of the Board of Regents this Thursday, and we're going to be delivering our new proposal to them to be asking for divestment. And then we're going to escalate from there and see how it goes.
And just go over again, what's that new proposal specifically going to ask?
That new proposal is saying that while what the UW has done so far is a really important steps towards dealing with this issue, we believe that the urgency of climate change requires that we now move towards divestment.
Good timing, considering the national impact assessment that came out.
Indeed. Yeah, it certainly indicated some worrying impacts that climate change is having on America.
Alex Lanferna, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alex Lanferna is one of the lead organizers of the Divest University of Washington movement, asking the UW to divest from all fossil fuel companies in its portfolio. Stanford University has announced they will not make any direct investments in coal companies. In August of last year, Stanford's endowment was valued at $18.7 billion. It's the record.